selamat pagi.
Membasahi hidupnya dan mulai mengawali hari ini. Dan ku katakan
selamat pagi.
Kau burung bernyanyi dan kini ku siap menjalani hari ini.
Here is the news. Former Vice President Ma'ruf Amin has said that Indonesia has the moral legitimacy to pursue its ambition to becoming a global hub for the Islamic economy. He made a statement at a global launch of the State of the Global Islamic Economy Report 2024-2025 in Jakarta. According to him, as one of the countries with the largest Muslim population in the world, Indonesia has both the moral legitimacy and democratic support to take meaningful steps toward becoming the center of the global Islamic economy. The Financial Services Authority, or OJK, has said that United States President Donald Trump's decision to keep the 32% reciprocal tariff on Indonesia unchanged has had minimal impact on the domestic financial market. Chairperson of the Board of the Commissioners of the OJK, Mahendra Siregar, informed that the response of the market to the latest tariff news was better compared to the volatility that followed the U.S. President's tariff announcement earlier this year. That's the news.
Yang telah ku alami. Menari dan terus menyanyi mengikuti irama sang mentari.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's music corner presents a Malay song called Wisata Siak or Siak Tour by Uchomond, Wak Leman, Ernie Rashid, and Melka. The song Wisata Siak was written by Atah Rian. This song tells the story of Siak, one of the districts in Riau province. The lyrics tell that Siak is so beautiful. The people of various tribes live in harmony and the culture is rich. The lyrics contain a message to invite traveling to the city of Siak to enjoy the old relics that are still preserved, such as Siak Palace. Well, listener, here is the song Wisata Siak by Uchomond, Wak Leman, Ernie Rashid, and Melka. Happy listening.
Pesona Siak, dari ragam suku hingga budaya masih terlihat. serta bangunan lainnya. Bermacam ragam peninggalan lama, dari kapal kato hingga istana, ada tangsi buangnya juga sumur tua, dan jangan lupa ziarah ke makam raja. Dari ragam suku hingga budaya, masih terlihat berdiri kokohnya istana serta bangunan lainnya. Bermacam ragam peninggalan lama, dari kapal kato hingga istana, ada tangsi buangnya juga sumur tua, dan jangan lupa ziarah ke makam raja.
I really enjoyed to talk to the women, although I didn't understand them. It was fun to talk to them, and yeah, even to talk by hands and feet, and it was very funny.
Kampung Naga is a village where culture of ancestors is still respected and appreciated. In this kampung, the word pamali or taboo successfully removes curiosity of its people about something. Well, listener, let's follow our expedition in Kampung Naga, Neglasari Village, Salawu District, Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java Province. The roaring sound train diesel machine takes us to a place which amazes both natives and foreigners named Kampung Naga. Kampung Naga is a traditional kampung inhabited by a group of people who strongly keep tradition or their ancestors. In this case, Sundanese tradition which remains preserved, they refuse any forms of intervention which may damage the kampung's preservation. As we arrive in Kampung Naga, exactly in parking lot in the edge of valley, we have been welcomed by Kampung Naga villager named Ijat. He is indeed used to welcome every guest who want to find out more the history of his kampung. Generous smile is shown when welcoming us, making tiredness during this trip gone. And the adventure begins.
Jarak tempuh menuju ke Kampung Naga dari sini
it takes 500 meters to reach Kampung Naga, but it is in valley, so we need to take stairs with 439 steps.
When we get explanation from Ijat about hundreds of stair steps toward Kampung Naga, we are getting curious. We excitedly pass through the stair steps until we arrive in paddy field and refreshing river flow. Amazement at the originality of the green traditional kampung makes us stunned. We completely enjoy road contour with small stones and traditional building structure in this kampung. Ijat explains the building structure in Kampung Naga.
Di sini kan Kampung Naga di sini mempunyai bentuk bangunan ya. Itu yang disebut bangunan panggung. Atasnya pakai injuk dilapis dengan daun tepus. Kekuatannya kuat 15.
Kampung Naga building is tilt shaped with injuk leaves and it's covered with tepus leaves. It lasts for 15 to 50 years. It's no leaking. On the building there is a horn which may be from the era of ancestors. It can be an example for the next generation. It is the symbol of Sunda or symbol of peace. What we call tilt building is like our body, because the shape is like there is a head, middle part, and foot.
The originality of building and life of the simple people in Kampung Naga makes us wonder what kind of system of government used in Kampung Naga to manage life of its people to build synergy with the regional government. Without we ask, apparently Ijat knows what we will ask. He then explains more.
Dan di bawah di Kampung Naga mempunyai dua unsur.
Kampung Naga has two elements of government, namely formal and non-formal. The formal one is RT or neighborhood unit, RW community unit, and hamlet head, who is elected based on public democracy. But because it's traditional kampung, so custom official is still authorized and the highest.
Custom in Kampung Naga, which is still preserved, that makes Tasikmalaya Regency Culture and Tourism Service fully gives the management of Kampung Naga to the heirs of Kampung Naga, as revealed by Sutarman, Secretary of Tasikmalaya Regency Culture and Tourism Service Head.
Karena itu adalah kampung adat ya, Jadi secara khusus dikelola oleh mereka. Jadi para sesepuh
yang as it is traditional kampung, so it is specially managed by other people in Kampung Naga because they are more competent and it has high idealism on heritage from their ancestors in Kampung Naga, both from its layout and culture. They will be more concerned about it compared to tourism service. Therefore, it is fully managed by Kampung Naga older generation.
Kampung with 1.5 hectare in size, consisting of 113 buildings, where 110 of them are people's houses that never increases in number since Kampung Naga was established. Three other buildings are mosque, bali or meeting place kampung, and public rice barn. To preserve the nature, people in Kampung Naga decide not to add more houses. Kampung Naga also has a building named Bumi Ageng. It is the only one building where not everyone can enter. Ica then explains Bumi Ageng to us.
Ini kan yang disebut Bumi Ageng ya, kalau misalnya mau ngambil gambar dari atas ke bawah itu silahkan. Cuman kalau diarahkan.
If you want to take pictures of Bumi Ageng, there is a particular distance. Don't be too close. Bumi Ageng is one of sacred buildings. There is nothing inside. It is used traditional ceremony ritual 6 times a year, like for Maulid Nabi or the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Muharram or Islamic New Year, Idul Adha Islam, Islamic Sacrifice Day, Islamic rites, ancestors of Prophet Muhammad into heaven, Saban or Idul Fitri festivity. Kampung Naga people still do the traditional ceremony led by kunchen or kampung hat. Traditional ceremony here is also like cleaning the graves of ancestors, followed by the making of tumpeng or cone-shaped rice and prayer at mosque. Those participating are all men, while women make tumpeng to be given to mosque.
With a population of 315 people, this kampung can maintain their tradition with only one powerful word, pamali or tebu. What does it mean and why Kampung Naga obey it? While walking, we'll listen to Ijad about that.
Segala sesuatu mempunyai amanat dan wasiat. Seperti di sini, untuk warga Kampung Naga.
Everything sendiri, has mandate like in here for Kampung Naga people. Tradition can be this strong now and later because of one word, pamali. For example, Kampung Naga people want to go to forest, but it is pamali. And that word remains effective because we have customary law. The word pamali is negotiable and it contains mandate. If they violate it, it is not head of custom or local people, but the impact of their attitude. So here we use customary law. There is only one word, pamali. That's it.
Pamali, which is a simple word, believed to have magic power. If it is violated, it will cause fatal impact. Kampung Naga people believe that everything which doesn't come from the teaching of Karuhun, Kampung Naga, and something which is not done by Karuhun are considered taboo. Pamali is unwritten law which is upheld and obeyed by everyone in Kampung Naga. It is still applied obediently in daily life like building house, shape, location and direction of house, ceremony clothes, art and so on. Kampung Naga people apply all of the word meaning in attitude and spoken word every day. That's what makes Kampung Naga still stand steadily in the midst of the green valley until now. Table things are also applied in days and months. There are 3 table days in Kampung Naga, namely Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday. The table days do not prevail for visitors. Kampung Naga people are prohibited to talk about custom and the origin of Kampung Naga in daily life. There are more things that Kampung Naga people cannot do in taboo days and months, like Ijad explains.
Jadi ditabukan itu bukannya ditabu untuk pengunjung, bukan.
So what becomes taboo do not prevail for visitors. If you want to come, just come. But Kampung Naga people usually hold traditional ceremonies 6 times in a year. They cannot hold traditional ceremonies in taboo days. That's what taboo means. Because usually people in Kampung Naga celebrate Islamic great days like Maulid, Muharram, Idul Fitri, Isra Mikraj, and Saban.
Whatever the prevailing prohibition and rule are, Kampung Naga people can cement Kampung Naga as one of traditional kampung, which becomes tourism attraction in Indonesia. The afternoon comes. It's time for us to set foot on hundreds of stair steps again to finish the expedition and enjoy the beauty and fresh air in Kampung Naga.
Tinggalkan saja semua persoalan waktu kita sejenak untuk membebaskan pikiran dan biarkan terbang tinggi sampai melayang jauh menembus awan. Sementara tinggalkan semua aturan yang kadang terlalu mengikat dan tak beralasan man. Memang benar niman, kita perlu cooling down dan melonggarkan pakaian. Anak kecil yang berlari bertanjang bebas, keluarkan suara-suara canda tawa dan senyum puas. Berteman siraman hujan di lapang yang luas, tak gentar gelegar petir yang mengaum buas. Yang penting semua senang kawan sejak kehadiran. Bumi terkekeh riang, gadaku berdentang. Dididididom, dididom, degedegan daga digiduk, digidom. Saling berpandang, berpegangan tangan erat, dan biarkan tubuh tersiram hujan yang lebat dan pekat di bawah naungan awanan gelap. Terkadang menyilaukan dikala kilat lewat. Apakah kita kan selalu bersama-sama kawan? Apakah kita kan selalu berjalan beriringan? Masih di dalam lebatnya hujan kita berjalan bersamamu. Kita kan tebarkan senyuman.
Tinggalkan saja semua beban di hatiku. Melayangku melayang jauh, melayang dan melayang. Bebas, lepas. Ku tinggalkan saja semua beban di hatiku. Melayangku melayang jauh, melayang dan melayang. Bebas, lepas. Ku tinggalkan saja semua beban di hatiku. Melayangku melayang jauh.
Bagaikan anak kecil yang berlari bertanjang bebas, keluarkan suara-suara canda tawa dan senyum puas. Betemani siraman hujan di lapang yang luas, tak gentar gelegar petir yang mengaum buas. Yang penting semua senang kawan sejak kehadiranmu. Bumi terkekeh riang, dadaku berdentang. Didi dom, degedegan daga digiduk, digidum. Saling berpandang, berpegangan tangan erat, dan biarkan tubuh tersiram hujan yang lebat dan pekat di bawah naungan awanan gelap. Terkadang menyilaukan di kala kilat lewat. Apakah kita kan selalu bersama-sama kawan? Apakah kita kan selalu berjalan beriringan? Masih di dalam lebatnya hujan kita berjalan bersamamu. Kita kan tebarkan senyuman.
Tinggalkan saja semua beban di hatiku. Melayangku melayang, ya melayang dan melayang. Bebas, lepas. Ku tinggalkan saja semua beban di hatiku. Melayangku melayang, ya melayang dan melayang. Bebas, lepas. Ku tinggalkan saja semua beban di hatiku.
Indonesia.
When does one really reach maturity? Nias people has a way to find out. There is a Fahombo Batu, the most well-known culture from Nias Island, North Sumatra Province. Fahombo Batu is done by a young man in traditional costume. If a young man decides to do the Fahombo Batu and succeed, he will be seen as a grown-up. This young man must jump over a small stone pyramid. This pile of stone is around 2 meters tall. During the jump, the visitor can only see the action from afar.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song titled Aku Tanpa Kamu Tanpa Aku, or I'm Without You Without Me. Budi Syahbudin Syukur, or known as Budi Doremi, is an Indonesian singer from Serang, born September 19, 1984. He started his career in 2012 by releasing a single titled Doremi. Since then, his name has been known as Budi Doremi. In November 2024, Budi Doremi released a song with Anggi Marito titled Aku Tanpa Kamu Tanpa Aku. According to Budi, Anggi is good at diving into the emotions needed and conveying them perfectly in a song. In addition, Anggi's vocal color and song themes are in harmony with Budi Doremi. The song tells about regret when a relationship has to end and you have to live without the beloved one. Well, listener, this is Aku Tanpa Kamu Tanpa Aku by Budi Doremi and Anggi Marito. Enjoy!
Kita lebih lama bertahan, tak berhenti untuk mencoba. Mungkin cerita kita akan berbeda. Seandainya aku sedikit lebih kuat, mempertahankan keyakinanku pada dirimu yang mulai lelah karena mereka. Tak sampai hati aku merelakan kenyataan ini, meskipun hatiku selalu meminta kamu untuk kembali. Bagaimana aku tanpa kamu, kamu tanpa aku, hanya Tuhanlah yang maha tahu.
Sedikit lebih kuat mempertahankan keyakinanku pada dirimu yang mulai lelah karena mereka.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Ku terima suratmu, aku baca dan aku mengerti betapa merindunya dirimu akan hadirnya diriku di dalam hari-harimu bersama lagi. Kau tanyakan padaku kapan aku akan kembali lagi. Katamu kata kuasa kita nanti saat bersama dirimu. Semua kata rindumu semakin membuatku tak berdaya menahan rasa ingin jumpa. Percaya padaku, aku pun rindu kamu. Aku akan pulang.
dalam suratmu. Kau katakan padaku saat ini ku ingin hangat pelukmu dan boleh lembut kasihmu, takkan ku lupa selamanya.
Jantungku terpompa setiap baca, hatimu lah yang ku puja. Wahai cinta, beri pertanda, dengar kupu-kupu yang bicara, bisingkan darah, melantunkan nada. Asmara, andai cinta setangkai bunga, takkan buat kau layu dan kecewa. Kan ku jaga dengar hatinya.
Jangan hentikan kecut sayapmu, sentuh singkat di belai hatiku. Jaga bara kau jadi apiku, senyap menyala di radar hatiku.
Wahai cinta, dari pertanda, dengar kupu-kupu yang bicara, bisingkan darah, melantunkan darah. Asmara, anak kecinta, setangkai bunga, takkan buat kau layu dan kecewa. Kamu jaga
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, you are still with me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. Well, now it is now in Jakarta. It is at 1:45 p.m. local time, Jakarta. What about in your country? Well, talking about time, whatever it is, just remember that you must be able to push yourself to make such capacity building, because capacity building is important to make your life better than before. At least this can also improve about your skill or capabilities that can make about your target or your goals be achieved by yourself. Well, it is also related to our quote of the day, and it has something to do with our wise word. Now it is from Kiai Haji Hashim Ash'ari. He said, courage is the foundation of every struggle that will bring us victory. Kiai Haji Hashim Ash'ari is an ulama, national hero, and founder of the biggest Islamic organization in Indonesia, namely Nahdlatul Ulama. He is known for his strong nationalism and consistency in faith. He is also known as a smart and influential nation's teacher, so his ideas can be a reference for generations.
Sederhana, kau buat merana. Bilang-bilang. yang luka, cinta sederhana kau buat merana. Bilang-bilang sayang dan hilang tanpa bayang. Seduka diri, nyanyian hati, serenata jiwa yang lara sunyi.
Oh maaf saya ku tak ingin melukai. Namun cinta ini bukan untukmu.
Oh, aku kasih.
Agar kau berikan cintamu.
Belahan relung hati.
Usually has a black or white sand, but in Indonesia we have a pink one. You can find it at the pink beach located in Komodo Island, West Nusa Tenggara. This beach is hidden behind a hill, so it is so serene. Its waters is so clear that anyone wants to dive in it. How can the sand be pink? The pink comes from corals, shells of shells, and calcium carbonate from marine biota in there.
Woo!
berlalunya. Sadarku semuanya, perasaan rasa cinta engkau yang diinginkan aku. Dari mimpiku, dari mimpiku, oh, coba terbangkan hayalku. Dari sadarku, dari sadarku, kau yang diinginkan aku. Dari mimpiku, dari mimpiku, oh, coba terbangkan hayalku. Dari sadarku, dari mimpiku, dari mimpiku, oh, coba terbangkan hayalku. Dari sadarku, kau yang diinginkan aku. Dari mimpiku, dari mimpiku, coba terbangkan hayalku. Dari sadarku, dari sadarku, kau yang diinginkan aku. Dari mimpiku, dari mimpiku, oh, kau terbangkan hayalku. Dari sadarku, dari sadarku, kau yang diinginkan aku. Dari mimpiku, dari mimpiku, oh, coba terbangkan hayalku. Dari sadarku,
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users.